Big news coming from the Mexico City Hall last night. We have Mayor Vicky Briggs in. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
And we also have Mexico City Manager Bruce Slagle. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone.
We're glad to have you both in here. Let's just start off with the big announcement last night. Mayor Briggs, if you'll tell us a little bit about it. Boone Health there last night signing a letter of intent. Hospital on the way.
Hospital is on the way, and that is huge news for the community. And it's a culmination, a big effort that's been made by the Government Healthcare Committee, and that includes Audrain County Commission, and it includes the City of Mexico, and it includes the Boone Health. And we've been working on this for quite a long time. We go back about a year and a half to 2 years, and that's when we decided that we would pursue a new hospital. There's been a lot of effort by people like Bruce and all the staff and everybody, and so we were lucky enough we got Boone Health on board with us and been working with them, and we're excited because that's a very known and a very good provider, and we're really lucky, we think, very fortunate to have them come to the community.
It was definitely a great meeting to be at last night. Mr. Slagle, you kind of gave a timeline of everything that had happened. Mexico not having a hospital since 2022. I believe it was April whenever it was shuttered by Noble Health. Kind of talk about that process since then. I know that you have done hours of work behind the scenes in trying to get a hospital reopened here in Mexico.
Well, yes, Matt, as we know, Noble Health closed the hospital actually March 22nd of 2022. And as you know, we went through multiple different ownership changes up there, all indicating they were going to do something, but nothing ever materialized, and we ended up in a foreclosure. When the Government Health Care Committee came together, it was about securing health care back to this community. And one of the things we recognized was the importance of that. So we did commit, and we did hire the Four of Us group, if everyone remembers. And what we found out of that study, which was done then in September of 23, was that it determined that a critical access hospital is feasible and a viable option for Mexico. Why is there such a difference? Is because of the size of the hospital. And, I mean, we had a big, antiquated building with a lot of services that just wasn't paying its way. And a new critical access hospital is a smaller footprint, smaller hospital. But the critical thing that they have with that is it's built for rural communities. And the idea behind that is it's about the reimbursement that you get from Medicare, Medicaid, insurance, and so on, is that it's at 101% reimbursement versus like a 60%. That makes the difference whether this thing goes or not. So it's about the reimbursement rates that you get. And that's why we determined that was the way to go. And then we began recruiting process, and Boone Health was one of the first ones that stepped up and said, let's talk. And so that's what we've been doing. You know, we signed a non-disclosure with them back in April of this year. And that was all the preliminary discussions. So now where we're at is this is an important next step in those discussions, because now we enter a period of exclusive discussions. And as the president and CEO of Boone Hospital said last night, Brady Dubois said that's critical in their business, because they need to know that we're just talking between ourselves now, because that's where you really start putting the information together to say, how will this work? What is the services going to be? What's the size of this going to be? How is this going to work? How's it going to look? What's the structure as far as operating? All of those things. So this is a real critical next step.
Absolutely. Mayor Briggs, from your point of view, being a Mexico resident for a long time, what does that mean to have a hospital back in Mexico, just from your point of view and from the people that you talk to in the community?
Well, I can speak for myself. I mean, we all at one time or another need a hospital. We're either having to need to go to the emergency room, or we need to have some sort of hospital care. So this has been a huge concern. I don't mind telling you. I mean, we've all fretted about it and talked about it, and so this is a huge step to get that problem solved. And it's still going to take a little time. It's going to take a couple years to get that hospital built. But when we do get it built, that means people aren't traveling to Columbia all the time, and it also means we're not overusing our ambulance services that are here. You know, this has been a well thought out, I think, process, and so I think we all have it to look forward to.
Mr. Slagle, the collaboration that has happened between the Mexico City Council, the Audrain County Commission, the Audrain County Health Department, the Hospital Foundation, speak to that, because sometimes that normally does not come together.
Well, what has been so important about this is we all seen the same goal, which was to restore hospital services. And we all came together, and the government committee has been meeting now for probably close to 2 years, mm-hmm. to say, what can we do? How can we do this? And we've learned a lot on the way. I've learned more about hospital services and where we're at, and if we get this accomplished, I hope to forget most of that too.
Right.
We meet weekly to discuss how best we can get this done. And we're finally making some progress moving it forward, and we're just excited for that next opportunity because we think we've recruited an excellent partner in Boone Health. And, you know, the referral patterns and people going to Columbia has been in place for decades. So this, mm-hmm. is a natural fit. Now we just got to make it work.
Absolutely. I know the question is out there. You know, there is an existing hospital building, and many people are saying, it's perfectly fine. We can use that hospital building, but there are some issues with the old hospital building. Kind of explain what the next steps are there. Will there be a demolition coming up? What are the thoughts going forward?
Well, as was mentioned last night, that site is the preferred site to rebuild. That means the large portion of those older buildings have got to go. And we have already begun asbestos review, and we've already begun working on demolition specifications and so on to remove. There are parts of that building that are well over 100 years old. It's interconnected systems, electrical, HVAC, all of those kinds of things. It is a very expensive model to run, and that's why previously operators weren't successful. And it's about creating a far more efficient economical operation if we're going to have health care in this community for decades to come.
Very nice.
I think also we have to recognize that medicine has changed. So this new hospital will sort of begin to address all the changes going on in medicine. Brady told me at one point that I told him I had my knees replaced. He said, well, now you get your knees replaced, you walk home after the surgery.
Right.
So it's incredible what we're doing. So this will be a much more up-to-date, modern facility, and it'll certainly be more, I think, suitable for what we need.
We're not there yet, but I know that this is definitely a positive step forward. Mr. Dubois, speaking about some of the employees at Boone Health right now that are from the Mexico, Audrain County area, hoping to return home and work here at home. So I know that there's a lot of excitement in the air. I just don't know what you guys are going to do to top the last city council meeting at the next one now.
But, well, you never know.
Well,
do you
have to come and see, right?
Just wait and see. We have plans. So
I'm sure you do. I appreciate both of you guys coming in this morning, getting us updated. Last night, Boone Health signing that letter of intent to establish a critical access hospital in Audrain County with our local leaders, Mayor Vicki Briggs, Mexico City Manager Bruce Slagle, our guest this morning